We began this series of interviews looking for a sampling of world opinion. It was unscientific, but we looked for a variety of views on several continents, and those opinions generated a lot of passionate opinions here in the United States. Renee Montaigne and I have been sorting through them.
Some of you sent thanks. Others were outraged and accused us of bias. Our conversations with two Europeans generated a heated response from Bruce Tennant in Hilton Head, South Carolina. In typical NPR fashion, Inskeep and Montaigne interviewed a German newspaper editor and a French restaurateur for their criticisms of the U.S. and President Bush on the Iraq War. They sought criticism of our country, and they got it. That Bush was a cowboy, flagrantly using military power in a unilateral way, seems to summarize both Europeans' complaint. What conveniently short memories these people have. Naturally, neither of your NPR people reminded them of World War II and its aftermath. Shouldn't they still be a little grateful for us cowboys?
After hearing the same interview on WNYC in New York City, Robert Weingarten complained that we picked a Frenchman who was much too sympathetic to the United States. Could Morning Edition, he writes, possibly have picked someone less qualified to give an idea about French feelings about U.S. policies and actions? I doubt that the manager of the Plaza Athénée, with its clientele of extremely wealthy Americans and others, has his finger on the pulse of his nation.
Noel Collamer observes from Bellingham, Washington, while listening to your Morning Edition segment on how the people in other countries feel about the United States, I found it curious how the German complained about our use of power, while the Frenchman complained about our arrogance. This is a perfect example of how people see their own worst faults in others.
We heard complaints in midweek when we said the next day's interview would be from Africa. People asked if we thought one person could represent an entire continent.
We might better have said our next talk would be from Nigeria. That's where social activist Adetun Ilumoka said the United States should have worked more closely with the United Nations in the run-up to the war against Iraq.
To which Matthew Lintz of Bay St. Louis, Mississippi replies, "Isn't it ironic that if liberal human rights activists, like the woman you interviewed, had their way, Iraq's mass graves and rape rooms would still be in business? Let's all hope that real liberalism will soon return to our elite thinkers with a recognition of the classic truth that the use of force for democratic good is in fact an option when confronting unspeakable evil."
Catherine Marr of Wilton, Connecticut, listened to an Egyptian college professor complain about U.S. policies towards Iraq and Israel. The professor was even ambivalent about Egypt accepting U.S. aid. The conversation reminded listener Marr of her own time studying at the American University in Cairo. She writes, "It was never a hard place to live, and there was never hatred towards Americans. There is just frustration at the impotence of the largest Arab nation to control its own destiny, and once again we as Americans perpetuate this, and by supporting a democracy, oppress a nation."
You can hear all the interviews in this series by going to our website at npr.org.